You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator. What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Los mejores viajes nacen en la carretera, pero este comenzará en tu mente. ¿Escuchas ese rugido? ¿Sientes la experiencia de poder? ¿La emoción de la libertad? Ya estás preparado para vivir tu nueva aventura. Nueva Ram 1500. Hecha para vivir. Ram es una marca registrada de FCA US LLC.
So tuning in, time for the Joy Business Report. Coming up this morning, National Petroleum Authority rules out controversial benchmarks for pricing of petroleum products beginning today. Petrol expected to be sold above 13 cedis a litre and 13 cedis 7 pesos for diesel. Also coming up, government targets reaching fresh deal with all Eurobond holders before end of this month after setbacks with some commercial creditors in restructuring $13 billion debt. Meanwhile, annual IMF World Bank Spring Meetings formally opens in the US as Ghana and other African countries push for more support from the Bretton Woods institution. Later, the Ghana cedi returns to loss trajectory as it depreciates by 9.65% to the dollar since the 1st of January. Cover this morning. Thanks for joining us, everyone. Hello to our friends listening from Koforidi on KTU Radio. First up, pricing of petroleum products will be set by a new form of guidelines from the National Petroleum Authority beginning today, April 16. This will include a benchmark for pricing. Here's more in this Business Desk report.
Based on a circular sent to the various players in the industry on April 12 of this month and seen by Joy Business, a litre of petrol should not be sold below 13 Ghana cedis 2 pesos by any of the oil marketing companies and petroleum service providers. Diesel, on the other hand, will have a price floor of 13 Ghana cedis 7 pesos. A kilogram of liquefied petroleum gas should also not be sold below 10 Ghana cedis 52 pesos. These new set of guidelines will also allow the various players to determine their own margins. The circular also reminded the players that the new pricing guidelines that were introduced from the beginning of this month would also allow the oil marketing companies to review prices every day. The National Petroleum Authority insists this new price floor is needed for the industry to help deal with price undercutting. They are going ahead to introduce this new formula despite opposition from some players in the industry.
Now, the Ghana Cedi returned to its loss trajectory last week as it has depreciated by 9.65% to the dollar since the beginning of the year. This is despite the Bank of Ghana's intervention. The central bank auctioned $20 million to the bulk oil distribution companies at a forward rate of 13 cedis 23 pesos to a dollar. Here's more.
The local currency shed 0.19% in value to the American greenback last week. It also weakened 0.90% to the pound, but closed with a 0.1% gain against the euro. Ghana and officials of the International Monetary Fund on Sunday reached a staff-level agreement on the second review of the $3 billion extended credit facility. Analysts see the move as a positive step towards receiving the planned $360 million funding. However, the board approval and the fund disbursement depend on the country reaching an agreement on a memorandum of understanding consistent with the $5.4 billion official creditor restructuring agreement reached in January 2024. The country could not also reach a debt restructuring agreement with two of its international bondholder groups. Analysts believe while the IMF board approval is not contingent on the debt rework, the current development may lead to renewed market uncertainty, prompting investors to lean towards safe haven assets.
Associate Professor of Finance at the University of Ghana Business School, Eliklim Agbonyo, has urged government to improve its external reserves to cover imports of at least 12 months. According to him, maintaining a high import cover would safeguard the economy during external shocks and protect the local currency from a free fall. The city, which has depreciated over 9% year-to-date, faces a risk of further losing value to the dollar due to mounting geopolitical tensions between Israel and Iran. He spoke to Joy News.
For me, critically, we need to improve our level of external reserves. Okay, currently, it stands about 1.7 months of import cover. For me, that is dangerously low. Okay, even for individuals, the usual recommendation is that you should have at least income covering 6 months of your living expenses. So for me, our import cover level should be a minimum of 6 to 12 months import cover. If you ask me, it should be even minimum of 12 months import cover. That allows you to withstand global economic shocks. If you look at what happened during COVID-19, etc., countries with high levels of external reserves did not suffer as much as we did.
Professor Eliklim Agbonyo is Associate Professor at the University of Ghana Business School. You're listening to the Joy Business Report. Now, government is targeting a fresh deal with all Eurobond holders before the end of this month. This after at least two of the commercial creditor groups rejected terms produced for restructuring of debts owed them. George Afi has more from Washington, D.C. in the U.S.
Joy Business understands that government is hoping to use the annual World Bank IMF meetings, which was formally opened in Washington, D.C., USA, to reach out to the representatives of these commercial creditors on the new terms proposed. However, whatever deal that will be reached may be classified as an agreement in principle and not the final one that should lead to the signing of a memorandum of understanding with these creditors. Sources close to government have indicated that based on the significant progress that it has made with most of the bondholders, especially the international creditors, reworking the terms for some of these Eurobond holders might not be a challenge at all. However, the biggest challenge is that whatever new deal that Ghana reaches with these creditors should be in line with the IMF program in terms of debt sustainability and also secure the blessings from the fund. Ghana is seeking to restructure some $13 billion worth of debt owed these bondholders. Meanwhile, the annual IMF World Bank meetings has opened in Washington, D.C., USA today, as Ghana and other developing countries are hoping to use these gatherings to push for more say in these institutions, as well as financial support. Ghana is also expected to use these gatherings to try and reach out to other donors in terms of coming on board to support the country's economic recovery.
That's George Afi with that report from Washington, D.C. in the U.S., where the IMF World Bank spring meetings are underway. Now, banking consultant Dr. Richmond Ituani has said that the suspension of interest payment on Ghana's external loans were underestimated by government since they had dire effects on the local banks. According to him, local banks, which were exposed to government's external bonds, automatically suffered downgrades, which affected the ability to trade internationally. Speaking to Joy Business, Dr. Chiaine said the effect of an economic bailout by the International Monetary Fund also affected the financial sector, where banks assessed foreign currencies at low interest rates.
Immediately, we declared that we were not going to pay external debtors in December 22. Banks that were enjoying what we called online credits from their correspondent bank, they withdrew it all. They withdrew it. So the banks could not even import on the lines previously. But immediately we declare ourselves insolvent in December 22, the lines were cut off. So the banks became stuck in international finance, international trade. So you see, we should always admit that part of the problem is from ourselves. We have created it for ourselves. If we borrowed and we went to serious economic diversification, rice production, poultry, we will not be importing rice $1.2 billion, and we will not be importing poultry $700 million.
Banking consultant Dr. Richmond Ituani. Now, Ghana is likely to record a growth in foreign revenue if it implements the tax on foreign incomes of resident Ghanaians. That's according to senior partner in charge of tax at Deloitte, George Ankuma. The country is planning to introduce a tax on foreign incomes of resident Ghanaians as a replacement for VAT on electricity. Sharing his perspective on the matter, Mr. Ankuma said disclosing those incomes is necessary and will enable the state to issue appropriate taxes to increase the country's revenue.
If there should be any impact on foreign exchange, I would say it should be a positive one, because this, we are looking at income that are sourced from outside Ghana. And so if you disclose those incomes in Ghana and they are in foreign currency, because they are, the source is out of Ghana, and you are supposed to pay any taxes in Ghana, it means you are going to remit those taxes in Ghana or coming in that foreign currency, unless you decide that because you have enough Ghana cedis and so you want to pay those taxes in Ghana with Ghana cedis. Those benefits that will come in terms of foreign exchange would be that you are bringing in the foreign income for tax purposes.
George Ankuma, senior partner in charge of tax at Deloitte. Now, Zondertech Ghana Limited has officially launched the latest addition to its fleet of equipment and cars to the Ghanaian market, Dab Shantui. According to the managing director, Yang Yang, the company is poised to support Ghana's quest to fight unemployment. Therefore, it will continue to assemble its equipment in Ghana and train more youth to acquire skills. She was speaking at the unveiling of the new trucks.
It is only Shantui we can bring the bulldozers like D7, the SD22, SD32, and DH46. All these bulldozers, no other Chinese brands have. Only Shantui has, because our government has invested hugely in the development of the machineries.
You heard Yang Yang, Managing Director of Zondertech Ghana Limited. Next, investor I, and you must immediately stop engaging an investment company the moment you suspect the company of fraud. Listen to Head of Technical, ICT and Digital Forensic at the Economic and Organized Crime Office, Amon Kwata.
When someone feels they have received an investment message that could potentially be a scam, there are several steps they can take to protect themselves. One, do not respond to the message. Avoid engaging with the sender or providing any personal or financial information. Two, research about the sender. Look up for the company or individual who sent you the online message. Check for any negative review or report of scam associated with your name. Three, verify the information. If the message claimed to be